Welcome to the holiday chat on History According to Bob. Just wanted to give you a little idea what was going to happen in the next couple of weeks, because usually I take off and have some fun with the family and play with my new toys, of course. Starting on Tuesday, the 21st, which is my oldest daughter's birthday, you'll be getting some of the best of History According to Bob. I will put up some of my older titles that many of you may or may not have heard before. And I will use those during this time period between the 21st and the 1st of the year to give me a little break. And then I'll pick back up with the same projects that I've been going over, which is the English Civil War, 100 Years War, Agrippa series, and of course Madame Tussauds and the French Revolution, and then some general stuff that I've been covering. I have some more of the nursery histories that are still available. And I am working on a sixth one, which is the leaders of the Assyrian Empire. So that's where we'll be going at that point. Now, as far as the new year coming up, things will continue pretty much as they've been going. I will be probably doing a redo of the website during the year. We're going to start the process of talking about what to do with that, change the way the merchandise is presented, prices, a whole variety of other things. And I want to change the front page of the website, because I have a section where it tells you, or it shows you what's supposed to be, what topic is on Monday, Wednesday, whatever. And I want to change that. I want to remove that completely, and I want to put links to the projects that I've been doing on YouTube. So I have a series called Today's Artifact. I have a series called The Traveling Professors. I have one called Teaching History Elementary. I will eventually be doing a just teaching history section on some of the things that I did as I taught classes. Cover of that particular group, so that you'll be able to click on it and go directly to the YouTube site, and that will allow you to see all of the material, because I have all those groups together. But otherwise, things have done. We've gone very well this year. Sherry and I had a great time on vacation, and we've been putting a lot of that material up on our Traveling Professor show. And if you haven't seen any of those, just go to YouTube. It's on the Bob Packet channel. I don't actually have a Traveling Professor channel. So it's just the Bob Packet channel. And you're going to see all of the stuff that I put up over the years, including I still have half of the Western Civ course that I taught online during the pandemic in March of 2020. That's actually on the website is complete. I have that complete course that you can purchase if you want to do that. It has all sorts of different things. So you can always check that out. But I'll be continuing with those various topics, and then there'll be other topics that will fill in as I use up that particular set of materials. So when I finish a topic, there'll be something else that will come along. And I have a whole list of stuff that has been supplied by my listeners. So we'll see what we end up doing. So other than that, you know, Sherry and I are planning next year. We were going to go to Berlin, spend a week or so in Berlin, and then go to Vienna, spend a week or so there. But changes and plans as a result of COVID are just normal. So that's not out of the realm of possibility. I have a lot of my earliest listeners and longest listeners that are in that region. I would so love to go somewhere and sit down with them and have a dinner. The other alternative, we would like to go to England. We were planning on going to England when the pandemic hit, but England can't seem to get its act together, and we keep having to look somewhere else. What seems to be rising on the horizon at this point is Spain and Portugal. We've never been there. There's plenty to see, and I have one of my oldest listeners in Portugal as well. And I would love to spend some time with him, because he spent some time with me when he visited the United States a few years ago. We won't make that final decision until in the summer sometime, no matter what happens. So Sherry and I are, we were vaccinated when we went to France, so that wasn't an issue. We would have liked to have been boosted before going, but we couldn't do that. So we got boosted when we returned. Vaccinated and boosted, and we're in an area that is not exactly wild about getting vaccinated. A lot of our friends have been, and a lot of our church people, but there are still a lot of Neanderthals that have not gotten on board at this point. So I'm still doing the same thing I was doing when it was bad in March of 2020. I get up and go to the grocery stores once a week with my gloves and my mask and my rubber boots that I put on and to go in the store. And when I'm done in the store, I take them off and put them in a container with hydrogen peroxide, put in another pair of shoes when I drive the car, and then go to the next stop, do exactly the same thing, change gloves, change masks, so forth and so on. That's why we really enjoyed it in France. I realized there were a lot of people didn't like the passe sanitaire, but that was as close to normal as we've been in for a year and a half. And it worked out just great. It was harder to get back into our country than it was to get into France and have a good time. So that's kind of what we're doing. I'm sure that there'll be some new artifacts that I'll get for Christmas. And although I'm not teaching at the college anymore, the college we last January, I called about, fall, and the enrollment had just collapsed. I mean, their enrollment was down 60%. They really didn't have classes for everybody. I think there were only 6 out of 21 adjunct professors still there at that point. And they weren't going to allow adjuncts to do in-seated classes. It would be online. And they wouldn't let Sherry and I do the projects that we had done that were so successful because there wasn't enough administrative control over it. So we just basically said, okay, we're done. We're officially retired at this point. Not that it meant anything other than they didn't have to tell us they didn't need us after 30 years. And the one downside to this is, and I've gone through many faculty and a lot of other people and department chairs, but I had called the department chair and we talked, and I told him, I said, well, we got to come up on Monday to pick up some of Sherry's stuff. So I brought my stuff home a long time ago. And I said, are you going to be there? And he said, yeah, I'll be in the office. So we intended to go there, pick up her stuff, do a little handshake, thank you, what have you. And we get there, and he's in a meeting in his office on the phone. And his secretary says that he will not be available for something like 2.5 or 3 hours. Oh, give me a break. You can't say, just a second, I've got something here, I need to do it, only take a minute, walk out, say thank you for your work and so forth and so on, and then go back into your little meeting. No, he did nothing. As obviously you can tell, I'm still mad about it. It was absolutely one of the most unprofessional things I have ever had happen. And So anyway, we stopped doing that. So I have increased doing my teaching with the online YouTube site. So if you go and look at those, please click like or something, because it makes me feel better when I know there's more than 14, 15, or 20 people doing that. But I have a lot of people who will send me information and say, I really enjoyed that, but they didn't do anything. So as far as I could tell, there were only 13 people that had seen it. So that's what we're doing. And Sherry's been working on, you may be aware that she's been doing her genealogy thing. And here at Christmas time, she produced an 890-page set of materials with pictures and stories. And she's gone back 17 generations. And she is just getting into the really neat stuff. And I think she's back to 1,200 and something or at this point. So she's continuing on with that. And every once in a while, she'll do a genealogical thing on the website as well. So you can come by and look at some of the material that she's put up, which is quite good. And I hope she finishes it pretty soon, because then I'm going to turn her loose on my family and let her start messing with that. It's funny, because one of the family names of Packett, it goes Packett, Paget, Puckett. You know, there's all sorts of... She ran into a whole bunch of Pucketts with their family in the 14 or 1500, somewhere along in there. So it'll really be funny to find out we're 17th degree second cousins or something like that at some point. So that's what we've been doing. And I just wanted to let you know that once the new year comes again, that we'll continue doing what we've been doing. It's one of the most favorite things that I do. I've noticed that recently I've been so enthused that I can't shut up. And the podcasts have gotten a little longer and a little longer, although I don't think I've ever had anybody complain that they were too long. I usually have people say, they're too short. Give us more stuff. So I've got lots of new books to play with. So Sherry and I wish every one of you who's listening, and you and your families, a happy new year, happy holidays, a merry Christmas. Hope everything continues well for you into the next year. So thank you very much.